A Jewish Journal article, Why We Still Love LA. All I see are freeways and palm trees, my mother remarked in 1989 during our first few hours in Los Angeles. We had just landed at Los Angeles International Airport after a nearly year-long temporary refugee hiatus in Italy, after fleeing post-revolutionary Iran. One of my paternal uncles drove us along the 405 North to his home and made certain to point out the three most important destinations in the city. That way, he pointed west, is the beach. There, east, is Hollywood, and way back there, he said, pointing south, are the Persian supermarkets. Though a little girl, I immediately understood everything I needed to know about LA from my uncle's charming navigational descriptions. The city is a miraculous metropolis of breezy beaches that unleash our spirits. The epicenter of human creativity, Hollywood, that makes us all stand a little taller, and a confluence of cultural coexistence that defies all reason. Only in Los Angeles could we enjoy a Persian saffron and rose water ice cream sandwich from Mashti Malone's in Hollywood, on our way to chase seagulls on Venice Beach. Neil Simon once said about Los Angeles, it's like paradise with a lobotomy. True. There are many corners of paradise to be found around the county, from Huntington Gardens to breakfast burrito trucks with long lines of loyal customers. But Angelenos have never been as stereotypically sheltered from hardship and the grittiness of city life as many have suggested. In fact, LA has been portrayed as anything but paradise in the past few years, with violent crime and murder rates at alarming levels, the nation's second highest numbers for homelessness, and skyrocketing prices for everything from houses to a morning cup of joe. Leave your Prius too long at a parking meter on Washington Boulevard? That'll cost you $65. For the record, in Miami, the same citation stands at $36. In 2021, over 67,000 people left Los Angeles, adding to a large exodus from California to greener pastures that totaled over 6 million people who left the state between 2010 to 2020. Yes, few can afford to live here, and those who do often complain incessantly about the state of crime, affordability, or homelessness. Jews, in particular, have left for cities such as Denver, Miami, Dallas, and Las Vegas, also citing disturbing upticks in violent anti-Semitic acts in the past few years. It's enough to wonder whether those who are leaving Los Angeles are jumping off of a sinking ship. But if LA is really all that bad, why, then, do so many of us choose to stay? Tired of the inarguably bad image the city has suffered in recent years, the Journal decided to ask Angelenos of different backgrounds, including Jews and non-Jews alike, a simple question that would purposefully elicit positive thoughts and words, a difficult, if not rare feat amid a two-year pandemic that has depleted us all. That question was, are there still reasons to love Los Angeles? We believe there are still infinite reasons to see this city with seemingly new eyes that convey appreciation and, yes, wonder. It's precisely such renewed gratitude that will keep us all young in a city that, by its very nature, chases continuous regeneration. And a new Super Bowl win in our own backyard doesn't hurt, either. It was exactly the kind of serendipitous boost we needed to reclaim pride in our city again. Or as Rabbi Daniel Bauskula said, it was a vaccine booster of LA energy. We want to hear from all of you about why you still love LA. Select responses will be published in the Jewish Journal and shared on social media. To submit a response, visit jewishjournal.com/love-la/. I moved here from New York because this is where Hollywood was. These days you create your own Hollywood wherever you want. Content is king and anyone can create anything from anywhere. But I stay here in LA because it has an amazing Jewish community, great schools, shuls, delicious restaurants, awesome comedy clubs, and my favorite weather on the planet besides Hawaii. People like seasons, even though at least one of them sucks. I would rather have four perfect slices of pizza than two great ones, one awful one, and a slice that's not great but changes colors. Growing up in the Bronx makes me a sucker for palm trees and sun. Even if the trees are fake and the sun is giving me skin cancer. So yeah, I'll take LA, with all its issues, because basically it's like my hometown of NYC but without the attitude, potholes and yellow snow. Elon Gold, comedian, actor, writer and producer. I love the arts and culture capital that Los Angeles has become. I'm a lover of classical music, so I feel lucky to frequent the Hollywood Bowl and Disney Hall, two of the greatest music venues in the world. I love opera, and we have one of the most dynamic companies anywhere. We have museums, like the Getty, the Broad, LACMA, the Natural History Museum and many others. The arts not only nurture the soul, but they blur our differences and bring us together. Music, art, dance, and theater are the language that we all have in common. In a city as complex and diverse as LA, that is a most invaluable asset. Zev Yaroslavsky, former Los Angeles City Council member and Board of Supervisors. I love the melting pot that is LA. I love that I still get to use my NYC public school Spanish that I thought I'd never use again. I love the Ethiopian stretch of Fairfax. I love Koreatown. I love the Persian supermarkets grilling kebabs in their parking lot on Sundays. I love the pastrami at Langer's. I love the soul food kitchen on Manchester. I love the Parisian perfect croissants at La Chiquette on Melrose. And all the great conversations I've had in all those places. And as hard as it is for a NY Giants fan to admit it, I love the Rams. Steve Kessler, director and screenwriter. Do you think she's ready? My assignment editor asked the Associated Press LA Photo Bureau chief. I don't know, it's a pretty important assignment. She's still pretty green, we can't risk her screwing it up. They both looked at me. What? I'm ready. I won't screw up. My stomach was doing flips with nerves. It was the late 1980s and I was only a few months into being one of the main AP Los Angeles photo stringers. There was no shortage of candidates waiting in the wings for the privilege of being on call 24/7 covering the confounding, glorious, infuriating and intoxicating seductive city of angels, with its earthquakes, fires, Hollywood premieres, gang violence, and high-profile criminal trials. It was one huge adrenaline rush and I loved every minute of it. Okay, we'll see how she does. Hey, kid, the assignment editor called me over. Do you know where Kosher Burrito is on First and Main? No. I blushed, having bragged I knew this city better than anyone. After all, I'm second generation. My mom was born in Boyle Heights, and how many people can claim that? The editor gave me her infamous side eye. Here's $50 bucks. Go pick up 10 kosher burritos and drop them off to the federal courthouse to the team covering the trial. And keep one for yourself. We need to see if you really have the stomach for this career. Kosher Burrito became my go-to. I would even take prospective dates there as a Rorschach test. If they ate with gusto, there was romantic potential. Yael Swerdlow, recovering photojournalist CEO, founder, Maestro Games, SPC. I have called Los Angeles home for 2,994 days. The majority of my life has been spent enjoying Los Angeles from afar. LA is the crucible for my musical heroes, the backdrop to the films that changed the way I live. Between concert tours, film and album releases, LA's music and film aura drives me every day. To live in a sprawling art studio of a town inspires a daily thrill. To learn more and write about that which blows my mind is why I'm still here. Try this. Drive west down Ventura Boulevard while listening to Tom Petty's Free Fallon. Brian Fischbach, music and entertainment journalist. An ode to LA sports. Sung to the tune of Randy Newman's I Love LA. Look at those Lakers, those Dodger teams, look at those LA Rams. And their new Super Bowl rings. My favorite sports teams ain't nothing like them nowhere. UCLA basketball, we love it. Pauley Pavilion, we love it. Dodger Stadium, we love it. Welcome back, LA Rams. We love it. We love it. We love LA sports. I love LA. We love it. I love LA. We love it. I love LA. We love it. Daniel Bauskila, director, Sephardic Educational Center, Rabbi, Westwood Village Synagogue. I love that LA inspires art because LA is art. People come to LA from all over the world to create art, music, films, stories, murals. We are a city of artists because something about this place inspires art. I think the pandemic has robbed many of us of the openness to being inspired. We are all just so tired of it all. The Zoom meetings, the masks, the tension. We are afraid to be all alone, but we are afraid to be in big crowds. It's enough to know the spirit out of anyone. I've seen it in my previous work on the pulpit. Everyone is just so uninspired. We forgot the place we live is magic. I was at the beach for a meeting and stayed to watch the sunset. As the sun got low, and its orange rays glistened off the choppy water, the sky in LA turned just the right shades of yellow, then pink and finally purple. As the now winked goodbye and an indigo curtain lowered upon another day, it's enough to remind us, at least for only those few moments, that we live not just in a city, but in a work of art. L.A. is a masterpiece. Rabbi Noah Farkas, president and CEO, the Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles. The concert dance scene affords a lot of opportunity to create community and art, and there are a lot of cross-cultural exchanges happening in interesting ways. Laura Carlin, Artistic Director, in Vertigo Dance Theater. My happy place is where I live, San Pedro and the surrounding peninsula. It's full of breathtaking beauty and nature. The people here look out for each other. Our Buy Nothing group is 1,200 strong. Our councilman, Joe Biscano, makes things happen for us. Our downtown is quaint and filled with locals making their dreams a reality. We're the best-kept secret in the city of Los Angeles and I'll never leave this area. Drew Aliashmerny Leach, founder and director, Meverly Yam. There are still many reasons to love Los Angeles. First and foremost is our diversity. LA is rich with different kinds of people from different spots all over the world. This makes for a creative quilt of humanity, art, food, culture and yes, opinions. But it is exactly this wonderful melange of people and their stories that gives Los Angeles its creative pulse. I particularly love learning about different cultures and how they come together in our city and how we influence one another, shaping and reshaping customs and communities. We are stronger when we open the tent wide. Rabbi Denise L. Eager, Senior Founding Rabbi, Congregation Kol Ami. To be honest, it's the diversity in kosher places, shuls and markets. We don't appreciate what we have until we see other people struggling elsewhere to live Jewish lives. Here, it is very easy to get a lot of kosher items. I know that people get flustered because of external issues, but honestly, we live in a great city. We're just paying a hefty price tag for it. Nathan Totosky, Financial Controller. Named, the town of Our Lady the Queen of the Angels, LA was founded on the banks of a river where our indigenous people dwelled. The holy work of sacred waters continues weekly at the American Jewish University Mikveh through the Sandra Kaplan Community Bet Din. I can't think of anywhere else in the world where men, women, queer, cisgender and otherwise gather to welcome anyone and everyone into Judaism. There are tears, laughter, grief, and deep healing in this theater of ritual life. Embodied redemption from a diverse community working together through ancient waters of our sacred, feminine city. Rabbi Lori Shapiro, founder and artistic director, The Open Temple in Venice. So many reasons to love LA, of course. There are the restaurants and the museums and the beaches and the mountains and the near-perfect weather that make it great, but the thing I love the most is the diversity. Unlike in the small town I grew up in LA I have daily interactions with people from all over the world. I've had discussions with and learned from people whose experiences and views are vastly different from mine, and at the same time, found a community of like-minded individuals who make me feel like I'm home. Culture still feels really celebrated here, and I think that's pretty special. Lauren Miller Rogan, actress, comedian, screenwriter and director, co-founder, Hilarity for Charity. As a child, little thrilled me more than landing at LAX from St. Louis. The TWA door would swing open while the fragrance from the nearby citrus groves rushed in. Those groves are long gone, as are my grandparents whom we'd visit yearly. Yet the smells and memories remain vivid. No surprise then that these many years later, my heart still beats differently when I land in LA. Why so? To start, this free-spirited city is less encumbered by orthodoxies which plague elsewhere. Then there's the ocean, which you can never tire of staring at. And the sunlight. Does it not shine differently here? Yet it's more personal than this. It's the evocative memories of playing on the Malibu beach with my brothers and friends on those endless days when the world seemed young and, more or less, still whole. Then there's Raymond Chandler and James Ellroy and Mike Davis. Who else but these only in LA writers capture the city of angels at its most devilish? They, like the ladies of the canyon, Joni, Judy and the others, embody the unique, still largely untrammeled spirit of LA. All of this is more than enough to say, along with Randy Newman, I love LA. John Moskowitz, Rabbi Emeritus, Holy Blossom Temple, Toronto, author, Evolution of an Unorthodox Rabbi. The reason I have loved, and will always love LA has to do with its natural beauty. LA has spectacular sunsets over the Pacific Ocean, a gorgeous bay in which to swim or walk along the shore, and breathtaking hikes through the mountains with wildflowers and creeks. And then there are the museums, theaters, eateries and people. There are so many diverse Jews in Los Angeles, which makes me feel not so alone. You can find a community in which to belong if you just seek it out. My favorite spot of all is the bridge after 45 minutes of hiking from the parking lot at Will Rogers State Park. You see from downtown east, the city below you, and the horizon west over the Pacific. Rhonda Spinnick, founder, artistic director, The Braid. No community is perfect, but this one is unusually warm, open-minded, and diverse. It's a special kind of diversity, too, in that each little part of the community is less insular than in many other communities. For example, it's not that unusual to see a Hardy woman out walking with her friend, neighbor who's in pants and a tank top in the morning. Some of my happy places, Palos Verde and Malibu and Huntington Gardens and the Stoneview Nature Center. Also, The Last Bookstore. Becca Klempner, writer. Yes, LA is without question the expression of a culturally relevant progressive American city. Our politics and policies favor inclusivity, our teachers, doctors, lawyers, nurses, caretakers, and more. We are a city that promotes being free to love who you want to love, claim your rightful gender, and we are in an ongoing fight for racial justice. Yes, we still have a long way to go, but at least we are pushing in the right direction. Many cities cannot say the same. What I love the most about LA is our activism and community organizing. Because we continue to fight for our street vendors' rights, LA has a booming culture of food trucks. We may be one of the only cities in the country where food trucks are regularly seen at weddings and can be found in almost every corner of the city. Gamal J. Palmer, Global Day and Leadership Development Specialist. The Jewish community is the best. It is warm, open-minded, and diverse. My happy places are Real Food Daily, the Malibu Feed Bin, where I buy my pet chickens, and at my friends' tables for Shabbat. Kylie Ora Lobel, Community and Arts Director, Jewish Journal of Greater Los Angeles. I love LA because so much of it reminds me of my beloved Israel. Adam Milstein, builder and philanthropist. I love the business and creative opportunities that LA has brought me throughout my career, especially in the past 2 years. Plus, we've got one heck of a Jewish community. My happy places in LA include driving along all the curvy Hollywood Hills roads, or visiting the local farmers markets, or even hiking in hideaways like Topanga Canyon. Michael Tannenbaum, Editor-in-Chief, Consciously Kosher. Whether you're a native Angeleno, as I am, or moved here to pave your own path, you can find it in LA, founded on the dreams of people who weren't welcome anywhere else, like my own Jewish family. Los Angeles is the city of possibilities. We are a young city still evolving toward its promise, and yet we have such an incredible impact on the rest of the world. Through innovation and collaboration among cultures, varying viewpoints and political dispositions, I remain hopeful that we'll continue helping our ancestors fulfill the dream others are still striving to find. Also, Los Angeles has the best breakfast burritos in the country, and there's a reason for that. Take Highland Cafe in Highland Park, the first stop for many Jews through the generations, where ingredients of a perfect breakfast burrito reflect the mix of cultures that make this city so vibrant. Only in LA and any day of the week can you get a handmade tortilla with soy riso, garlicky black beans, crispy potatoes, scrambled egg whites, and perfectly ripe avocado with some salsa camada. Serena Oberstein, Executive Director, Jewish World Watch.